question, what about extra, for Mosar? And I wanted to share the actual Gemara, which we saw briefly, in an old place, the Masechta Nazir. Masechta, it doesn't have too much to do with what we're learning this year, but you know, every Masechta gets in the act sometime or other over the course of a year, and Nazir is no exception. So here we have, okay, is it big enough? Okay. So the Gemara is over here, discussion. Shekimtza Zamei Yisasa. And in that kind of a case, it belongs to her. She can back up a carbon nozir from it. Again, not having you right now. Tosfos says, Im Toma, Afal Pi, Mosa Mezonis Labal. So what do you mean, Shekimtza Zamei Yisasa? So Tosfos gives two terutz. It's obvious. He says to her, listen, lady, you keep your stuff and you support yourself. So it's her budget. She saves money, it's hers, that's obvious. But any other case except for that, according to the first antithesis, the most is the Baal. The Baal always wins except for this unique case. Otira Tiran. And the price of mizonos went down. Why should he pay more money? She went hungry to save a few bucks. So of course it should go to her. This is the famous distinction which we spoke about yesterday at some length. Now, 2 days here in Tosfos in the Masechta Nazir. Let's go back to the Gemara itself, because the Gemara itself we disregard sometimes and just run to. Yeah, what did Gemara say? Gemara says, he may know where she has the money from. Mashkan sin the kona baila. Omra papa shakim tsam esos. He boy sema. The akni lo acher vi omalo. Amanaz Shen Lebalach with Shuspan. Whoa! Is any boy saying what the boy knows it? And the boy saying may reject what came before. And may all that Kim Sister May Sasa won't help. It's still going to go to the husband. Let's not forget that. Once we're here, Rashi. Well, Rashi knows it's not probably not really Rashi, but okay, it's still some Rishon. He mean all the Habahema, but Makaima Machakans. Habahema, Hakaimalan, Machakans, and Abaila. She came to some Sasa, going to Hishul of his own, like they shlish, not break off a pee, the Yifraslami Shtuvu, Shnekam, and Chit, the Valachazu, Pokazu, the Kipkam, who's on the cell, Ayad, Ashalokha, and Behemazu. She saved herself. He boy, same as but out. The Kimsa may sell, I mean, an Amima, she came to sell Yishakana Baila. He says, Befeish! He boy, same, all in the first Lush. We assumed it before. Rashi says it Befeish. Okay? Keep this all in mind, Ramosai. We didn't discuss this so much in depth yesterday. We discussed the sugi. We mentioned yesterday, we looked at the Shulchan Aruch, and we saw that there are more. Let's start again. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch, I hope. The paperback is still here, so that's, it helps out a little bit.
Thank you.
Okay. And we have, there are more in Siman Ayin Siv Gimel. This is Chazara from yesterday. Always have to chazan in these sugis, because it's a little complex. Ramah has just six words, seven words. Simtsima v'hosiro me'elu amazonos hu shal ba'al. Kachazeh. What about the distinction that we had before? Says the dog of Meravava on the bottom, nirah ne'ezdaiti the tzimtsima ha'ayna shakonsa v'zol. It's a bit of a dochak teretz, referring to a case where she bought it for cheap. Avlam kimtsa me'isasa v'yochla pochas misava hu shal ba'al. Look at Mishnah Melech, look at Beis Shmuel. So he says, Hakav Mayaskinam, it's limited to this kind of a case. Writes the Dovah Meravava. I'm not blaming him. He's based on what we saw just now in the Shitas HaGemar, except the Nazar Nev Chav Dalam and Beis. Okay? However, if you have to be honest, in the Ramah, sounds like it's always belongs to the husband. Maybe the Ramah's passed like the boy Seymour. the Rashi and Afchav Dal Mavez that we didn't see until just now. That although yes, there's an opinion in the Gemara that in some cases Kimtsasa belongs to her, but as the boy Sema says, no matter what, it always belongs to him. Always belongs to him. Unless in the Acher, or one day in Tosfos, we saw a Nazar Chav Dal. The only time it belongs to him, it always belongs to him, unless he said Tzima Asad Achim Zon Asayach. So there are two different ways to skin this cat and say the Ramah is referring to all cases, not the Dogal Meravava. Dogal Meravava is bothered by the Tosis, the second day of Tosis in Nozach of Dalam and Beis. We can reject it for one of two reasons. Either hold it the first day in Tosis, or say we reject the entire first slash Basli Bar Sema. So that would explain why the Ramah says in all cases that the Timtsima belongs to the husband against the Dogal Meravava or Rabosai. Is pointing out to you that's not so posh that the Dogal Meravava is correct. Okay? And then we had this Yerushalmi that the Ran quoted, that Moser is like a Metziah. A Metziah goes to the husband, but wouldn't go to the Yosha. Okay? Rav Moshe had his famous Shiva we saw, that Moser's Masiyah there, and Kimtzah's Adafai there, Tchak, according to the Bach, stays with her. And he quotes the Beis Shmuel we saw in Sukkot Yud Ches, this Chazim, what we did yesterday. The Beis Yaakov says, Tzimtzimah Rabosai, and the Fichavoda belongs to the Baal. Not maybe Pshat in this Ramah. Tzimtzimah Hosira Me'elu HaMazonos. Going on the last line. Ashira Kolefi Ashra. Otherwise, it's an interesting, what's the word Elu doing here? What's your gears, by the way? What's the afterword after Tzimtzima? What's
Eilu?
No, before the word right after the next word after the word Tzimtzima.
No.
The word after Tzimtzima. What's the next word you have in your? Vehosi. What's the last letter?
Hey.
You got it right, because my gears are the vav hosiro. It's supposed to be on the side hosiro. That's the pashup shot. That's the correct text. I'm glad that you and your old paperback have the. Oh, you have the new one. Oh, the old one I think had a vav. And then the side says, hey, so they did a good job in fixing it. Shiva Sira. Okay, keep this in mind. Fine. So if the Beis Yaakov is saying that the Mechaber is the Ramah is limiting himself to Elu Amazonas, it makes a lot of sense in the Lashon. Elu Amazonas. Ashura Kolefi Ashura. That goes to the Baal. But Simtsima, for the fundamental basic unit, that in fact would go to her, based on the Gemara, Nazir Dafkav Dalal and the Beis. You mentioned Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe disagrees. It says, once again, we mentioned two, how should we say, emendations according to the Beis Yaakov. One is by Rav Tzimbalist that Kvoda, right, is her need, and it belongs to her. Only Kvodo, that's Lashon of the Mechaber. Hoya Asher Kolefi Oshro, then and only then she doesn't really need it. So then we say that the Mizonos goes to the husband. And so too would apply to what Rashi said here now, that Ksubis, Eina Rav Sonis. She doesn't need it. So then it goes to the husband. If she needs it, she deprives herself, then it goes to her. Fine. Good. Just going to the chazing over briefly. I mentioned that Rav Dachovsky mentioned another, if she put the money away to keep it in a piggy bank forever, to have a big bank account, that's one halacha, and then it goes to him. But if she was saving it for a rainy day, or for a luxury trip to the wherever else she's going, then it belongs to her. She's allowed to take the money and do whatever she wants with the money. He gave her an allowance, she can do what she wants. Oh. The narrow both sides, let's go slow. The Gemara in Ksubas and Avsamachem, that's where we started. Let's turn there for again. Both the opening Gemara and Ksubas haven't opened it yet. So we only learn Gemara and Nazir. Time to get the Ksubas. Samachem and Beis. Here's what the Rashi said, if you recall, Rashi says, most of Mazonas, Konisha, Shemazonas, Amurim, Bishnasena, Oldfila, Sheena Rav Sanis. Okay, so she didn't really need it. She didn't deprive herself. Right? That's what Rashi says over here on Samach Hayman Bix. Fine. Good. Okay. Now, the Beis Meir says the Ramah is referring to a case of Eina Rav Sanis. Simple. The reason why it goes to the husband is because she's not that she deprived herself. She's just not, she's not a Rav Sanis. That's what the Beis Meir said. Fine. Fine. So now, there's a very important Amara Mokum, which we didn't have a chance to see. It's on the Amara Mokumus. It's a Ran. Okay, let's turn to the Ran. This Ran, Rabosai, is, I think it's Chav Ches in the base. I think we were here yesterday already. I don't think we read this one. I think it's Pei Beis, maybe, or if my memory serves me. Okay. Let's read the Ran together. In my print, it's the left-hand column of page Pei Beis. For those who have the old-fashioned Gemara, it's right before Masnisi. Okay. It should be actually the last line of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. That's what in the old print, in the Ran. U'mashma the kol shekein moser mezonos. The e moser bulos. The b'chai habal. What did Gemara say? The quotes the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. As we should put one hand in the Ran, one hand in the Gemara. Samachem and Beis. Always look to see the Gemara inside. Even though we can see it here in the Ran, it's better to see it inside. Keep one hand back into the Gemara proper. What does it say? Tana Rabbanan. Moser mizonos labal, moser bulos leisha. Okay. The Gemara says, moser bulos leisha, lama lama she needed for. Her old clothes she used when she didn't need them, so she shouldn't be too ugly to it for her husband. Or Rabbi Natinan, Moser Bulos Almana Liyarshin. Why? Hasamud Lotus Gana Biapay. We want to make sure there's romance between husband and wife, she should look presentable. Haha. Tisgani Vitisgani. We don't want her to be too close with someone who's not her husband. So on the contrary, Atkan Sugis HaGemar. Okay, so we have the Tana Rabbanan and Braisa. We have Abaye's addition about Moser Bulos. Now Abaye said nothing about Moser Mizonos. Moser Mizonos is the Baal. Nothing is said here in Shas Bavli about Moser Mizonos with respect to the Yarshim. Not a word. What would you say? Doesn't say anything. Shas Bavli is silent. Silent. So which way does it go? Can't tell, right? Good. If you don't know the answer, you're good. You don't know. More than says it's on. Now we turn to the Ran. With this back, we turn to the Ran. Says the Haile Ran. Umashma, if most of Belos Amona goes to whom? To the Yarshim. Right? That's what it says in the Gemara. Mefurish, most of Belos, Abaya says to the Yarshim. Kosh came. Moser Mizonos goes to the Yarshim. Why? The E, he returns in the Old Testament. The Moser belongs to the Chaya Baal di Dohavim. Liacha Misoso, the Yarshim. Koshke Moser Mizonos to the Chaya Baal the Baal. Liacha Miso goes to the Yarshim Havi. Litzchuk Lea Baal the Frushi. Chekos the Varambam. Perkut Ches Alocha Dalit. Hachis of Yerushalmi. The guy seen in the halacha yud, hada the tema be'eshes ish, abo be'almana, benosira belos, benosira mezonos. Okay, we have the gears ish over here. Shelo hemem, it belongs to the Yarshim. Abo lo raibetz al kosav over there, the most of mezonos almana li atzma. And you may be right, if you guys seem to be Rishalmi, pe'almana mezonos. Wait a minute. Now we have a discussion of apparently two conflicting Yerushalmis. Right? The one is Halacha Yud, the one is Halacha Aleph. Rab Yudah b'shem Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'tziyasa shela hosira mizonos shela eishes ish shem b'tziyasa shela hosira mizonos shela almana shem b'tziyasa shela hosira mizonos shela. How do you like that? That Moses is the status of Metziah. So Metziah is a distinction between the husband who gets it and the Yorshim who don't get it. The same thing should apply to Moser. How do you like that? Because of Erishalmi's Arash Bazal, Shadivi Aramim Nirim Yoser. What do Rambam say? Rambam says it goes to the husband. Ukeshitas haYerushalmi haAcher, the other Yerushalmi, says it goes to the husband or to the Yorshim. Why? If not, what? It goes to her. Havle laBaya leMeimar alav deBraisa v'chilufa bi'almana. What does it say over here? Let's go back to keep one hand here. Back one, back to the Gemara. Tanaraban. Moser mizonos labal, moser belos leisha. Abaye says moser belos almana leyorshav. So if moser mizonos would belong to the isha, she said v'chilufa. It's exactly the opposite. In fact, he didn't say that. In case it goes to the baal. Fascinating inference of the Ran, one from the Rashba. Beautiful inference. It's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, and the Ran and the Rashba get into this act as well. Of course, the question becomes, why should this be so? Oh. So I saw something fascinating in this beautiful say of the Mishnah Saksuba makes the following suggestion. What's Takap Shat Masi Yadai? Woman goes out and she makes money. Okay, someone pays, an employer pays her, a purchaser pays her. Obviously, the money goes to her. She is required by law, Takanat Chachamim, to provide her income to her husband in exchange for mizonos. It starts with her, and from her it goes to the husband. And ends up what we call, to give the expression, it goes on a bounce from the person who gave the money to her, bounces off her, and goes to him. Okay. However, Metziah is a different story. Metziah, you have a general principle. We just saw it before. Mashakon se'isha kon abayla. It's right, it's still on the board. Okayla mashakon se'isha kon abayla. This applies, Rav Osai, to a Metziah. Whatever she happens. That goes, Rav Osai, straight to the husband. He gets it, if you will, on a fly. Now the question becomes, what is Moser? Is Moser like Masi Adeha and goes to her and then to the husband subsequently? Or does it go straight to the husband? Oh. So Rashi learns, Rav Osai, Tzimtzuma belongs to her. Why? Simple. Because whatever mizonos were given to her, she already acquired it, and if she doesn't need it, even though in fact she could have, listen carefully, anupsha, she could have eaten it, she could even give it to other people if she wanted to, but it's not hers, so it's still around. So therefore, the moser is like a metziah and goes to the baal. She was never really zocheh in it, but according to Tosfos, Moser Mizonos is like Masa Yodeo. And therefore, Rav Osai, what are you going to say? Even she's Zochen it, if Kimtsasa, Bahosira, very nice. But the Baal will get it anyway. Because Masa Yodeo always goes on a bounce. So even though she's entitled to the money originally because she deprived herself, had a little extra saved up, it will then bounce and go to the Baal. On a bounce. This is to be the opinion of Tosfos. It's the first opinion of Tosfos. that it always goes to the husband, with the rare exception of Tzimas Yadachim Zonos Ha'ar, as we saw earlier today in the Tosfos Daf Chavdalet Amud Beis.
But how does clothing work in the same formulation?
Well, no, clothing has different cheshbonos. We'll have to get to discuss clothing. We'll talk about it. But as a matter of fact, it relates a little bit to this
why
next.
Why is Maisu Blos then?
Again, we don't skip anything. Okay. We just can't get everything in one day. Rabosai, we had a whole fundamental hakira a while ago. What's Pshat of Mizonos? Is it a monetary obligation, or is it what we call an Ishus obligation? It's an integral part of the marriage. We make the following suggestion. And this relates to clothing, which we'll get to. I asked already yesterday, when the wife eats, whose food is she eating? Is she eating her food or is she eating his food? So if it's a din of Ishus, she's eating his food. He gave her Ishus to eat it, to do whatever you want with it. Then we can suggest, once he gave her Ishus, then it's almost from his perspective, a kind of a hefker. It's true that she eats his, not her own. But once he put it in front of her and said, here's enough food to supply you, he sort of pulled out. It's almost like a hefker. And therefore we can argue that the wife can acquire it like a metziah from hefker. Pshuta, like a metziah, because by his giving over to her for her usage, he's in effect separating himself from this money, from this mizonos, and now she picks it up from hefker. It's like a metziah. On the other hand, Rabbi Osai.
But then it goes right back then.
Exactly. On the other hand, if Parnasa, supporting her, is simply a chi of mammon, then we say, if a man gives his wife a matana, we don't apply the principle of Masha Kanti Shekhana Baal. The Mefurishim of Baba Basra Nanala from Advais, it's quoted in Shekhanar Ebenez in two places, Pehei, Sivkot, Siv Zayin, and Kufyut Ches Siv Yud. How do you like that? It comes out the following. With respect to a husband, it's a chiv of Ishus. With respect to a Yoshim, it's a chiv of Mammon. It's a chiv of Mammon, as we said before, it goes, it belongs, it also goes to her. And the other possibility, Rabbi Osai, is as follows. The Lashon of the Rambam, when he discusses this din, the two Rambams. One is in, let's go put Rambam and see what they say. We have Rambam on the board. We should have it. So Gemara knows it. So the Rambams are the facetious, the two Rambams. What we saw until now is Perek Yud Ches Halacha Dal. That's when the Ran quoted. Moser Mizonos Hamana Umos Raksus Liyosh. Omer Avram. Afani Kacha Yisi Sov. Mission. He also held like a Rambam originally. It comes to Zinger now. Ad Sharisi Bishalmi Perak Amana Nizonis. Halach Aleph. Rav Yudah B'Shem Rav, Rav Abba B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Mitziyasa Shalom, Hosira Mizonos, Eishes Ish, Shem Mitziyasa Shalom, Hosira Mizonos Seh Shalom, Amana Shem Mitziyasa Shalom, Hosira Mizonos Seh Shalom, Psach an Afani Rishami. The Rav calls an Afani Rishami, backing him up. This is the Rishami, the Ran quoted right over here. A Ravid says, Mos Mizonos Almona Le Atzma, he brings a Ravid from Yishalmi, Perek Aleph, Yudav Aloch Aleph, we just read it, like a status of Mitziah. Yeah? But it's a steering to Yerushalmi, right? Because Yerushalmi Aloch Yud says the opposite way. So what the Haflah has the following interesting answer. The Haflah says that the Yerushalmi Aloch Aleph is referring to a case. That's the case in which Hosira is Shalom. You know what the case is? She went out of her way, she drove all the way to Costco to save a few dollars on prices. She schlepped all the way there. Okay? So she schlepped all the way there. That's the situation of Mitzvah. As they say in Yiddish, she went to Costco, she found the Mitzvah. Did I hear the word Mitzvah? Mitzvah goes to the husband. Okay? However, the case of the other Yerushalmi, what's the situation over there? As the Rambam said, what did Rambam say? Look at the Rambam's lashon. Most of Mizonas Almana, most Aksus Liyoshim. What exactly is the case? There's another Rambam. This is Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Dalet. Here it's going to the Yorshim, just as it goes to the husband. Right? Well, let's see the Rambam's lashon when he had the case in which it goes to the husband. What's Rambam's lashon? Remember, most of Mizonas Almana. Keep that word. That's what he said plain. Here in Perek Yud Beis, when he gave that case, he used an interesting expression. What does it say? Each shepaskul amazonos vohosiru hamosa lebal. You know what siru means? Happened by itself. Happened by itself. The price went down. She didn't schlep to Costco. Food prices went down. Happens bemela. So then we say that's Rambam's hosiru by itself. Happens by itself. Then we say that, like this. Remember, Metzia, carefully. Metzia of Almana goes to the Almana. Okay? Metzia of Almana goes to the Almana. So if she schleps and finds a Metzia, so if it's a husband, it goes to him. If the Yorshim, it goes to her. But if the price went down by itself, that's how the Rambam understands the word Hosiru, as we see over here, then it goes to the Yorshim. That's the Rambam Shita. So we're trying to defend the different Yerushalmis. Well, there is another pshat in the Yerushalmi, which is an interesting pshat. Well, I might as well tell you now while we're on the topic already. We'll wait for another day, but I'll read it from over here. Question is, why is Metzia go to the husband? You know why? Let's open up the Gemara. It's a Mefurash Gemara. It's the name of a Perek, Rabosai. Metzia Saisha. Right? We saw this a long time ago. See it again. Metzia Saisha Mas Yadel Labala. Right? It goes to the husband. Why does the Metzia go to the husband? I don't explain here why. Masya that we know this is Metzia that has a different halachic status. So let's take a look slowly. I'm going to read you again. This is even Mishnah Saksuba, but he's quoting from Rabosai the Or Sameach. I wonder if we get Or Sameach here. Hold on, why shouldn't you see it? Let's go back here. Let's see links. Let's see, who knows, maybe we get, yeah, Or Sameach. And also, why should you be deprived? Here we go. Mosi Yerushalmi. Eishisit shemitziyosa shalom osir mizonos shalom. Amonah shemitziyosa osir mizonos shalom. Okay? Quotes to Ram, this is Dior and Yerushalmis. Quotes to Tosfos. We saw Pirush Ram. This is Mamash good Chazara. We saw the Tosfos just earlier in the Shia today. What Ram saying to us knows it up from Dalam and Bays. Im Kotzul Amazonas, Vuhuzlu Amazonas, also Mosa Labal. Avalam Kimtsa, Pichsa, Shlavachle Kaisava, who Mosa Vadidi Dohavi. So far, so good. Look at this, this is Chap, a Chap of the Orsonech. The Nira is a Ainu Rakashin Sababu. To the Messiosa Shabala, Havi Mishum Eva. Kid the Omar, Reish Perak Amona, Subus. Sadivav of an alpha. Take a look. We shouldn't always take a look. No, but don't take anything for word. Look it up. Sadi Vav Amud Alf. Look inside. The Moses as follows. The top line. Metzia Salmona Liatzma. Okay. Time of my this sixth line. Amarabana Metzias Ishul the Balad Lo Tevila Eva. Hani Tevali Eva. We know what, we're not trying to make fights over here. In other words, we're not protecting a romantic relationship with the opposite husband and wife. There's only an Almana with the Solomon, with the Yorshim. It's different. Okay? Fine. So you see, Claude is the Babli l'shitasa. What does that mean? L'chein, b'mashir iva atzma v'osira, lo shayach eva. I mean, she deserves it, right? She's one of the diet. She deserves it. A metzia, Rabbi Osai, is a windfall. So if she keeps her windfalls, the husband will be angry with her. I work so hard to take care of you, and you have a windfall, you keep it. But if she goes on a diet and saves a few bucks, there's not going to be any Ava as a result of that. Aval l'shita say Rishama esh b'pesiyas Isha, tamash lo te Isha mavrachas mishal bala v'omeres metzia matzasi. They're trying to prevent fraud. The woman knows whatever she gets paid by her employer goes to him, so she'll siphon off some of the of her wages. Oh, $100 I made in wages. $10 I found in the street. Fraud. She really got $110 because she worked extra hard, or whatever, the boss gave her a bonus, whatever it may happen to be. It's going to cause fraud. And Cain, Gamba Zeh Shayach Lomar, Shetoma Shereva Satzma, Vinitos Shulamim Zonoseh. How do you like that? Really, the price went down. She'll say she went on a diet. Also kind of a fraud. How do you like that? What's this expression coming from? It's called a pasuk. Who said that? That's right, exactly. It was Lavan Arusha, right? That Yaakov made all the money from Lavan. He's paraphrasing that puzzle, okay? Oh, and even in the Bavli, Nizonos, or Hanizonos, the whole toast about it, the kids are nimitz. She says, "Tishita Rishami Osi Shapir." Says Tosis is a shver on Tanihe. The cave and Dika Tamim Mitzia Habi Shalot Tavriach Minachasov, and came be a Somim. Lo ich pas lon the takanta dilhu came the whole sagluxuba. Hurea lignov. Beyond the sagluxuba, I've seen him isonus the gamre, the chen the choshu. It's all shining gemar over here. Nizonus or hanizonus, Rabosai. Who has the upper hand? We have Anche Gol, Anche Yehuda fighting about it here in Sanhedrin base. A man dies, so the halacha is that until the ksuba is paid, she is getting constant support from his estate. Once the ksuba is paid, she loses that constant support. Who has the upper hand to determine whether she has the option of taking the support and not the ksuba? Two gersos, these owners are honey zones. And machlokas, Anshe Gol and Anshe Yehuda. So we have the pasuk Anshe Gol, I think it is, it's her choice. She can insist on being supported till she dies or remarries. She just won't take the ksuba. Much, if you ask me, it's a much better deal. Unless it's a lump sum ksuba with $10 million and they made a big ksuba. Otherwise, it's an insurance policy. It's a lifetime annuity. Who would want to trade in a lifetime annuity for a lump sum ksuba? Unless it's a sum is humongous.
According to that daya, it's inconsistent with the Gemara that says, Mitzia Lamana. Because then they have the Baal's obligation. It's an unlimited obligation.
Right, that's right.
So if it were the ksuba, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So again, this is a discussion over here in the Oros Hameach. I don't want to go into it anymore now. You'll look it up tomorrow. If you may be able to see it again. This is fairly short Oros Hameach and Perek Yudches Halacha Daf. Rabosai, this concludes. Spent really too much time. This is sort of chazmik we spoke about yesterday. That's the nature of these halachas. We keep chazmik one day for the previous day, but I guess it's good that way. We're not jumping too far ahead any one given day. But now, Rabosai, let us turn our attention to a whole new Indian. A new Indian, Rabosai. This Indian is a sugya, I mean, it's not new either, but we spoke about it before. The sugya of HaGemara, Nun Ches Omud Beis. Nun Ches Omud Beis. This we left off yesterday. I'm just reminding myself. We left off in the middle of the Sheikh Ibn Kubatis. You remember? I hope so. Okay. We left the middle of the, not much left of the middle. Sheikh Ibn Kubatis. On the Marma comes, we left off Mamish in the middle of it. Where were we? could ever find anything. I have my sheet. We're in the middle of one, right? Oh. Wrong daf? No. No, we were supposed to be here. I think. Wasn't it this daf?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, here we are. Oh. Oh! Fine, I found it. This is where we were yesterday. Let's read it again. Ain't any zonos v'ni osa, lo natel es klum, misho baal, ben ben zonos, ben mo kesef. V'lo osa lafiv klum, but b'kol chomen lo, cos rav acha b'sheila. U'poshedu, chak mitzor fatam zal mefach b'm hem b'chinam. Come on, afarish, as we left off yesterday here. So what is Ramban saying? That she has the ability to say, ain't any zonos v'ni osa, like as Rav Huna said, and she can also say, can we just extend it a little bit? Eini no teles mosar mazonos, v'eini no senes mo kesef. So instead of having two word expressions, eini nizones, the fundamental, v'eini also the fundamental, right? The fundamental matzah dying. Eini no teles mo kesef. I'm not taking the extra allowance. V'eini no senes mosar. Right, I'm not going to give the extra that I make over and above the basics. So that can also be done against these tzarfatim, or word they were. Do that tzarfatim. Rav Yosef ben Migashda, the furthest from the tzarfati, he's a Sfardi. Rambam's Rebbe, his father's Rebbe. Kosa. Hod yom Rav Huna, yechol ish, yitom le balin, yitom le sveni osa. Mistabrelon, the daf, the iko mas yodeo, shuchomesh shloim. Then she can say, yitom le sveni osa. Abel hecha de avda v'osir yosef micham eshloim de balavi v'lo matzya amro le eini no teles mimcham mo kesef v'eini no selecha amosar. Whee! Against everything we learned until now, the rimigash. Says the Ramban, the efshar, the adlo avda v'osir yosef micham eshloim till she actually made the money more than five. She did more than five units of wool. Matzya Amrale, any Nizonis Valona tells me, Kesef, Kavosha Kosla Rambanza. It's not the Rambanza, the sheep is speaking. Umikomakom, Akata Yesh the Chalek, the Nizonis Umasya Deho, Ulamosa Mo Kesef, Ukadabina the Mechta the Kamon, Visiyada the Shmai. This is all, this sheet of the Gubetzis is really very, very important. Let's try to analyze what's going on over here. See, the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rimigash. And the Ran is on the Ramban side, as we saw. Okay. What does the Shita Mikovetzis mean? What does it mean? So I saw on the Altar of Poskin with the following suggestion. If she worked already. Right? So then, what's he suggesting over here? She worked already. Let's discuss it. Hecha da'avda v'hosira yosef micham eshloim the baal havi, implying that avda, and she made the five sloim, right, that stays with her. Why? Once she already worked and made the five sloim, it's too late to say, eini nizonis v'eini osa. Gotta say that before you went to work. Once you went to work, shouldn't it automatically be in the hands of the husband once you went to work already? What's going on over here? That's your post-cum's kasha. The implication over here is, she already worked, she makes more than five slime, belongs to the Baal. But if she already worked and made five slime, belongs to her. Why? Once she already worked, it's too late to say any donos v'ni osa. That's the kasha, not my kasha, the Nesivus Mishpat. And we saw the thing is by Rav Al-Ghazi, a Talmud of the Marit. We saw that same is very famous in Eben Ezra. Not to be confused with the Nesivus HaMishpat of an Ashkenazi called Rav Yaakov Melissa, that was written later in a different part of the world. The Nesivus Mishpat. And it makes sense because the Rabbein Yeruchim, which is going on, it's called the Nesivus. Nesiv Chav Gimel, we have this various, that's why it's called Nesivus. Right? You see what's going on? That's why he called it Nesivus. Fine. So yes, this Kasha. Shver? That's the Nesivus Mishpat's question. But the Shita B'Kuvetzes says, watch this. When it comes to Mosar, watch this. Efsha. Ad lo av devos siras mechamesh loyim. She hasn't worked yet. Matzya amale ein nizon es lo natelas mal kesef. Until that point, she can say it, as the Ramban said. As the Ramban said. Fine. So what does that mean? Once she did it, but once she did it already, once she saw Sira already, she can no longer say it. But Masi Yadayim, by contrast, get an impression of both saying, even after she did it, she can still say Eini Nizonis V'Eini Osa. That's the implication over here. You know why? As I mentioned you a little while ago. It's hers! She's required to turn it over to him subsequently in exchange for Mizonos. Since it's hers, she can say to her husband, hubby, I just made $100 today. I'm going to keep it and don't give me any support for today or for this week. Even after she made it, she's allowed to keep it. How do you like that? Because it's amazing. Amazing. According to this Rebbe Osai, which is against Rov Poskim, we thought, we understand very well. It says over here, Akati Yesh Lechalek, and Mizonos V'Masi Odeho, even after the money is made. Wow. Wow. But now, I want to show you another.
The reason that you can understand as a contractual matter, if she does it before and he assented, there's an agreement. Afterwards, he didn't agree. So it's
he doesn't have to agree. She can say anything else, anything else against his will. That's where it changes. Doesn't need it, that's come. Let us turn our attention, Rabbi Osai, to the Me'iri. I don't think I get the sheet, but I get the Me'iri. Beis HaBechila Me'iri. Parashas. Even get the right place. I'm not sure it's here. We'll see you soon. Miri is. Oh, this is it. Hamishna Shlishis. You know, the Miri divides the parak into Mishnayis. Mishnah first, second, third. Can't read the whole thing, it's too long. Oh. Look what he says over here. Look what he says. Umi'ato ein hektesh chal al amos v'rachet tomos. Or the achamis v'mir kodesh. That's the sukkah singa mawa sisu. V'yaf al pishet tiktu no mo kesef tachas mosar. Bazumia mosar ikar. Rav Mosai, we pass like Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Right. Rav Huna says mizonos ikar. She can say any zonus for any also. The zonus means what goes from him to her. Here we're suggesting, Rabbi Osai, Moser Iker, what goes from her to him. That is the Iker. And therefore she cannot say any no senus Moser, the any no telus Moker. She can't say that. That's exactly what the Mimi Gash said. That's what Mimi's saying over here. Look what he's saying. Look. Who's that? So in the mirror that I said, it said in small print, Rimigash. He has code words for everybody. That's Gaone Svard. So I'm surprised it's not on the screen. Again, this code. We'll see soon. Mishnah Seno Lolita Neitzah Lafkiya Hekashman Amosar Gam Kane. Watch this now. Vituru. V'chein mo kesef vituru. What does that mean? It means the whole thing is voluntary. The whole thing is voluntary. The same as he cannot force her to do moser, as we know. She can't force him to give her the allowance, mo kesef. It's all voluntary. That's what vitur, you know, mevater award. Vitur means, you know, we know what vitur means. Goodwill. So watch this. This is an amazing piece of logic. You might think it's almost backwards. What's he saying? The nature of the din of the basic obligation mutually, him to her and her to him. What does that mean? He, in effect, if she gives the mizonos, can force her to the shir mas yodel. So when she says thanks but no thanks, poka shibudo shobal, that statement on her part knocks out the shibud which existed previously. Moser never was a shibud. Amala moser ain't a dama shir yachol lechofa. There never was a shibud. Alok shenishah lo moser yehe shobal vim lav lav. What is the Miri saying over here? Quite an amazing Miri. Let me try to give you the Meiri in my own words. Moser, you can't force it at all. Okay? Never. Svituru. Vitul of Vitur. No one can force either side. There's no Shibud to be Mevatel. Before you were Mevatel Mafkia Shibud. Here there is no Shibud that you can to be Mevatel. So what's the nature of Takanos Chachamim? Quote again. Techev shasol zocha bo abal. There's nothing to do about it. You get an impression we saw before in the Shita Mekubetzes. That what? As long as she didn't do anything, she maybe can say, Eini nizonas moser, Eini nosenes mo kesef. Because what do you say over here? Again, techev when? Techev once she did the work already. Where is it?
That was the Rimigash, the Ramban, though.
Right, but where's the word Techev? I lost it. Was it here? Yeah. Asher Techev, Shaso, Zochabo, Habal. Oh, only after it's done. Get an impression that before that, maybe you can do something. That's the V'efsha we saw in the Shita Mekubetzes. So the Efshe, the Shita Mekubetzes, fits in nicely with this lumdus of the Meiri. Oh, and the only time when it's a Shibud, then you can say that the nature of the din was, originally belongs to her, then he gives it over to him, because he can force her, so actually she could be mafkia that Shibud. But in the case of Moser and Mal Kesef, there's no Shibud at all. Now the Ran argues on the facts. The Ran said it's not true, and the Ram also said it's not true. This Ran, Rabbi Osai, can be found. I'll tell you exactly where to find it. Rabbi Osai, give a look. Let's see it in the Ramah. Ramah quotes it as well. Here's the Ramah, Rabbi Osai. Let me show the Ramah. You. Yeah. The Ramah is and sin pay sif yud ches. Isha sheshaska v'lo tova mazonos l'mo kesef menastam mas yodel mamosin shalom v'lo amina shemoch l'mas yodel. But Rabosai, the Groya quotes Iran, Chof ches omen beis nidapi harif. That's where we were before. Let's go back to it again for the third time today. Keep going back to the well. Chof ches, I think it's pei beis, if I'm not mistaken, again in our print. What does it say? Rabosai, the Mishnah says what? No sin law more kesef l'tzrocheo. Is that mandatory or voluntary? The Miri said it's voluntary. We just read the Miri. It's a vitur on both sides. Says the Halig Iran. Look what the Iran says. Very important. Very important. The Iran says, Kloma, Mosa Masir Deo Shalom. Udaminon Vimeno Nosen Lomo Kesef Litzrocheo. Lav Lemeim Rosh Yochel Abal Lomo Heini Nosen Moa Kesef Vimosa Shalom. No! That's the Iran says. Do Kaimalon Yechol Ishi Shatoma Heini Zonis Veniosa. Right? And he rejects the Miri. The Miri says, you're right. They can both be mocked. It's all goodwill. Never entered Iran's mind, goodwill. I guess so good, that's goodwill, but Chazal Metaka things, that's not based on goodwill. No, Takoza is goodwill. That's what you saw in the Ran. In the Ramah, he quotes this Ran. Kerabos said this is very critical. This is a machlokus gedolei harishonim, and it affects so many things that we're seeing over here. This Ran, as we just saw. Fine. So now, Rabosai, let us come to the Shulchan Aruch, which I just gave out. Some of you came a little bit late. I gave out a handout today for the first time. I think the first time I'm giving out this kind of handout. It's a handout of the Shulchan Aruch with the Bir Agro with the Birchas Eliyahu. These are two more good copies, and after the copies get shvach. So I think everyone has a good copy, I hope. After that, there was some inexact copies. Okay. So, but let's open the Shulchan Aruch proper. Before we get to the Bir Agro, we're in Simen Pei Aleph. It's all the old Mar Makomos still. You keep coming back because, you know, that's how the world works. You keep coming back to the old Sugis and coming back to the old Dinim. Let's take a look. We're going to read a very brief excerpt of Shulchan Aruch in Simen Pei Aleph. We've learned this before. That's for sure. We've had been here before. Hamakdish Maisei Adayishto. Where does this come from? Loshon Rambam Perek Vov and it was Erechan Alocha Chav Ches. In Mishnah Ksubas Nun Ches Amid Beis. Ukrab Yochon and Asanda. The Pesach Shmuel Chos Akav Asen and Tesam and Alf. And on Makta Vashlo Bal Yom. This is all from Baragol. Hamakta Shmarsi the Yishto Harei Zu Osa Vocheles. She pays no mind to his Hekdash. It's nothing. Nothing. Whatever he said is null and void. Vahamosa Chulin. She eats what she wants. What's left over is Chulin. The Hekdash is not Chal at all. If he says, whatever your hands are holy with respect to what they do, the wool that you make, etc., etc. So this actually works. Says the Rambam, what are you kidding? This is the Ran again. We should see the Ran again. The Ran is Perek Chav Gimel Amud Beis Midapi Harif. Let's go back again. We've seen it before. Those who have the regular old fashions can go down and go back five pages from Chav Ches Amud Beis to Chav Gimel Amud Beis. And those of us who have the fancier Gemaras have to go back more pages. We're going over here to page Samaches. We just went back 14 pages. Okay.
What if she could say?
Oh, he quotes the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam verbatim. Let's take a look at it again. The Rambam is a more extensive quote than the Mechaba had. Let's read it in the Rambam. So Rambam is Al-Kosa, but it's in Tirmasul Gemara. Rambam is Al-Kosa, the Perek Vav, Mechus Erechim. Eno de Makshtav Shalom Al-Yolam. Magnish Masi Day Ishtore is also a chel, some also chul. Oh, well, you caught you, Dakli Osan, ho, behem, shubodim lo. Hare ko, Masi Adel, Kodesh. Holomoze Dome. Oh, Elon Zed Kodesh, Koperish, also in Abo, Kodesh. This lengthy part is not found in the Machavi, this gives you the bottom line. Lawyer Dati Lomo, right, screams around. To be Gemara Minon. Told the Rav Huna, Marav, the Omer Yecholi Shlomadam, and Polygon the Rishlogish. Amr Shlogish, Lo Tema Tandra Med, Amr Mesnis, and Kod Heklish, Mishum, the Kosova, or the Makashtova Shova. No! Tama Meme, Tom Shiocha, Lechufa, Lamas Yodeo, Nasa Command, the Omer Yikoshi, Dach Yosem, for your diamond with the Bolem. Mashma! The Dav can be Tom Shiocha, Lechofa, Rishlogish Shita. This is really the any Cholol Omer, and his owners. The Huda Minon. The Yomel Yekasha they say Mahani. Abul Didan, the Kamel and the Kamon, the Chola Isha Loma in the Zenosa. I feel like Yomel Ochi Lomahani. Came in the Yodeo Lab. Remember this? Came in the Yodeo Lab Di Day Ninu. Came in Shechola Fkimi Shibudo. Well, it's Bali to be a Ramba. So the Ramba Mishver. That's what the Ramba argues on the Ramba, on the Machabe. And it was based upon the tour. Ad kan sugas like the mark. All right, Rabbi Osai, so far so good. So the answer is, the Rambam holds like his Rebbe. Who's Rambam's Rebbe? Rimi Gash, it's his Rebbe, it's his father's Rebbe. We treat him as his Rebbe. When it comes to Moser, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam holds, according to this understanding, that she cannot say Eini nosenes moser mizonos v'eini no teles mo kesef. Can't do it. The Rambam holds like his Rebbe, the Ri Migash. And the question becomes now, is that true or not true? So the Ri Migash said it. Rabbi Yonah also said it. In the Sheet of Mekubetzes, but it seems to be against the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. And now we're going to take off our proverbial roll of our proverbial sleeves and hit the Gemara. Rabbi Osai, not all this Gemara is on the Makoros, not all the Tosis is on the Makoros. So now I'm officially placing it right now, as of this moment, 2 o'clock, it's on the Makoros. The whole Sugi here in the Chesed base, because we're going to see the Iyun, how this Gemara can be read in different ways. More copies, which are not somewhat imperfect, but okay. See the Gemara? Nun Chesem and Beis. We start from the beginning. Hamakdish Masi the Ishtar is also Bocheles Hamosar Rameo Mehekdish Rabbi Yochanan Amachul. Says the Gemara. Amrav Huna Amrav Yechol Ish Shalom Olavala Eni Zonis Veni Yosu Kosova Kitkin Rabbanim Mizone Iker. It's made primarily for her. She can say it, we say like to say it. Thanks, but no thanks. Mesve, tikna mazonas takas masi odeo. Amen up. Tikna masi takas mazonas, fine. Lema mesayale, hamakdish masi de ishto is also the ocheles. The first line of our Mishnah. My love, Binizonis, stop right here. My love, Binizonis. So what does that mean? That means he's giving her the food, and despite the fact that he actually gives her the food, she can go on her merry way and eat up her own masiyah dayim, and there's no problem. It's beyond the reach of the husband. So Rashi already jumps. What did Rashi say? This was on the Makaros. Rashi. Mala ben Izonis. Sheyesh to nechosim u'mevakesh lezuna. He wants to feed her. Vafilochit nan ein mas yoder b'shuso lehaktishon. He wants to feed her. But what if he actually did feed her? She gave him his food. We're not discussing that case. No. Says Tosis, top Tosis. Mala ben izonos. Lav kishu zonos hakoma. Din kain. Yikotshu masi odeho. Vamay also vocheles. Kdama lekamon. Iba mala mezonos. My tama mandama lek achamisa kodosh. Pirish. Kamichaymi kodosh. Ala ben izonos kolomar. Shuchofet zuna v'yenarotz. Whoa. So both Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi said stop, Tosfos quotes more later on. If the man is actually feeding his wife, no way, Jose! She can go on a merry way and enjoy her income and eat it despite the husband's neder and hektish. If he's actually feeding her, both Rashi and Tosfos say, the hektish takes effect. Both sides. This is Shitas the Rambam. The Rambam said, we just saw the Rambam, right? The Ran quoted it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Hamakdish Masir de Yishto, Harezu also Vocheles, and also Chulin. Omel Yikosh Yodachli Osehen, Hare Kol Masir de Kodesh. Why? The answer is, it's referring to a case of Nizonis Mamish, where Rashi and Tosfos both say, Nizonis Mamish, it's his hekdesh is chal mechayim. What do you want from poor Rambam? Is Rashi and Tosfos like that? Everyone with me so far? Okay. We'll see soon a major, big time problem with this whole sugya. Slowly. Well, it's fine. Lo, b'she'en nizonos. E b'she'en nizonos. Myler, remember, it's obvious. I feel the man dama yochol erav lomim le'evet ivri. I say mi vein izoncha, hani mi debi evit, excuse me, evit kanani, lo ksid ba'imach, aval evit ivri, de ksid ba'imach, lo v'kol shken ishto. You can't tell a wife, listen lady, I'm not giving you a penny of food, but your profits are only come to me. That's ridiculous. It's obvious, Rebosai. It's obvious, the situation in which he's trying not to feed her, right? This fits in with a little Rashi Tosfos trap. Nizonos means he wants to feed her. He means he doesn't want to feed her. Doesn't want to feed her, no way that he can expect the Maaseh to go to him. It's Pshita. Safe is Bechaleh. Here we get tricky. Moser, the second part of our Mishnah. The whole Mishnah is only a total of 2.5 lines, but it packs a wallop. Moser, a mayor, oh mayor, hektash, of yachsan, oh mayor, chulin. Just tell you, that's all. The ratio is obvious. Safer is Bechaleh. So far, so good. Here comes the most important word in the entire Sugya. It's the next word. Upliga. Dirish Lakish. Who? Who's Pliga? Who's Pliga? Zok Rashi. Upliga? Who's Pliga? The Ravuna Arish Lakish. It's a machlokas Ravuna Rish Lakish. Ravuna says Yecholi say, and Nizonis Venosa. And Rish Lakish says, no! She can't. The other Rish Lakish, lo tema tamad Rav Meir Mishum de Kosova Anamakash Tava Shlomo Liolam. And Rav Tamad Rav Meir Mishitov Shiyochol Lechufa Lemasiya Deo. He can force her to give him the Maaseh. Now, she cannot say Nizonos V'Neos against Rav Huna. Nase Kovali Kotshi Yudach Liosein. Only because he can force her. But if he can't force her, nothing doing. V'holo Amalohachi. Kev the Shomim Ramed Amayim Tamat Lamatola. Nase Kovali Kotshi Yudach Liosein. Period. Fine. Now we can skip a couple of lines. Everyone with me so far? What's a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rish Lakish? Rabosai, keep this in mind. Keep it in mind. Now remember, what did Rish Lakish actually say? Mitov shiyocha l'chufa l'mas yadeh, nas tekom l'ikot shiyadach l'osei. Who's explaining? Rav Meir. What's Rav Meir talking about? Moser. Keep that in mind. Rav Meir's talking about Moser, not the Iker, the Moser, the extra. Let's talk a see the Gemara. A Moser, a Meir, a Kodesh, a Mas Kodesh. Rav Shmuel, a Metavaya, a Moser, a Chamisa Kodesh, but not Mechayim. Not Mechayim. So when is it Kodesh? He made it Hektish. Shetomos, he says, Rav Shiva, you are Shana. Not before. Rav Adam, Rav Omar, Moser Mechayim Kodesh. Shetan, 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 she doesn't. Heavy, Rav Papa, but my, what's the case? Every word is counts. Ilema b'malo lo mizonos u'malo lo mo kesef l'tzracheo. He's giving her everything. Watch the next word. My taima de mandiomar li'achar misa kodosh. Why not Michaim? He's giving her everything. This is a line I told Tosfos before. If he gives her everything, then it's chal. Tosfos says before that the word mizona says don't take it literally. Can't be. If it's literal, then of course the hekesh of the husband is chal. Neither. Let's work out. My time of the man, the yom mechayim kodesh. Why? Why? Doesn't give her anything. Cheapskate. How can they possibly expect to have her masi daim and therefore make it kodesh? The olam, amazing case. The mala la mezonos and the mala ma kesef. Let's work out. A split screen. He gives her something and other things. That's the whole sukkah of Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel, Sabri, Tiknun, Mezonos, Tachas Maas, Yadel, Malkeza, Tachas Moser. The Kevin, Lo Yokoyov, Lo Mokesef, Moser, Di Dohavi. Rabbi Sola, no. Tiknun, Mezonos, Tachas Moser, Mokesef, Tachas Maas, Yadel. The Kevin, the Koyov, Lo Mezoni, Moser, Di Dehavi. And then with that, Adkan sukkah of Gemara. We understand very well that the Ran yelled at the Rambam, why is the Rambam saying what he's saying? The Gemara seems to say, according to Rav Huna, Eini Nizonus V'Eini Osa, carries the day, and prevents him from being Makdash Nenach Hermas Yadayim. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, Rav Osai, it's not true. The Gemara is referring to a case where he only wants to support her, but she doesn't take the money. And the Rambam is referring to a case where he actually does support her. And when he does support her, according to Rashi and Tosfos, Hekdesh Yisrael. Who said this? Where did I get this from? The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon. Now we're going to turn our attention, Rav Osa, that we saw this. We're going to keep your Gemaras open. But now we're ready to see the Vilna Gaon. I hope you all have the Gra that I gave out. Okay? I gave you out this a long page of Gra. I didn't copy the previous page. For the previous page of the Gra, we don't have the Gra, but you do have it in your regular Shulchan Aruch. So I'm going to start from there. Okay, the Rabbos, your regular Shulchan Aruch, please open your regular Shulchan Aruch, Simen Pei Aleph. Please. Regular Shulchan Aruch, Simen Pei Aleph. We already read the Mechaber Ramah and Sif Aleph. Now we're going to read it again. The Mechaber says, Omer lo yikotsh yodach lo sen, recall Mas Yodel Kodesh. Fine. That's Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam. V'yesh HaOmer, says the Ramah, there ain't no Kodesh. Why? Darehi Yechol Olom, and Zonis Ben Yosef. He's quoting about the Ran. What do you want? Lashon HaTur. Says the Gra, again, those who have the Gra, Sif Kotten Beis, Mimah Shekosnev will pligi the Rish Lakish. We talk Shiyachav, Gros Hemis was Vechulex. Mashma, Avel Rav Huna, the Kaimel Kavasei, Lo Mahani, Be Omer. The Shemin Rav Meir, Ein Adam Yotzi Vechulei, Havik Omer. Ransha, the Ramah is simply quoting the Ram. Vecheni Da Satu. So far, I've also said so good. Okay, so right to grow. Now that's the hard part. Till then, it's just Chazar. And I both say I didn't copy this because I just couldn't want to copy too much. I'm reading to you my version, literally about the last four lines of the Gra, and this is the, and on my page. You have the regular Gra, and four more lines will get to the Gra that you can pick up. Aval lechoret sarachin, the lama lo chilek mitiramo, the benizones mamish, the amali kachu dablo sayend hareza kodesh ayin tosus shom. Dibra Maschil Mai. That's a top Tosis. And top Tosis is based upon a Gemara. V'yaf al-gav, the Tosis costs for Dibra the Rish Lakish. It's true. Tosis said this according to Rish Lakish. Who said, Nasik o mikot yodach li osem. Mikom agom, hu adin le didan. Bi omer yikot yodach li osem. Explicitly. V'chein v'forash Rashi shan demaschel ma'ay lav, we just saw it before. And now we pick up the page that you have. In the Birkas Eliyahu on the bottom. What does Rashi say? Abel Eino Zono Samamish. Everyone has the Birkas Eliyahu? Everyone has it? Do you all have it? I want to show you that we're reading together now. V'chein ein hekdesh chal. Abel benizonis mamash chal hekdesh. V'chein kosel varan. Tod amina delo chal hekdesh. Eho afal pishu rotsal the zonah. V'chol shi ein rotsal lo chal hekdesh. V'shicholah hit shetom ein zonah sinyosah. Masha de benizonis mamash chal hekdesh. So why is the Ramon not making this distinction? He's calling the Torah. Now the Gro has a revolutionary pshat in the Gemara, Bosa. Revolutionary. And how should we say it? Forgive the pun. It's Ge'onis.
The first part, though, is just trading that.
So far, it's nothing really new.
It's because it's the money you would have otherwise given.
True. But so far, the Gro asked the Kasha. His Ge'onis is coming right now. Avol das hatur who kipirish arav raben yonah shehevi sovsim epei shebemosar eina yachol olomar eini nizon eini osa veini lo kachas mo kesef. We saw this already. Who said this before? The Rimigash said it, right? He quotes it from the Rabbeinu Yonah, the same as the Rimigash. Why? The Hosam Mishum China Hoysa Iker Atakona She'amosa Lo L'chein Eina Yichol Afkiyat Takonazu. Let's take a look at both sides. He's quoting the tour. It's only fair we see the tour inside, right? Wouldn't that be fair?
I love the way he talks positive instead of negative.
Okay. We love the Bir Agra Tur Evan Aeza Hilchas Ksubis Simen Pei towards the end Sof Simen Pei. Here we go. Kos of Rav Rabbeinu Yonah. Dafka be ikar masi odeho. She can say in his own many also. Abel ha-moser al ha-sloim shushalo v'tiknulo k'neglo mo'kesef eino yecholo lomar eini no teles mo'kesef eini no senes moser. Why? Fisha tiknulo moser mishum china u'bosarachi tiknulo k'neglo mo'kesef. What's this Lamed Zayin? And Ramah says, no, you can do it there too. That's a rogue post gemara. What's this Lamed Zayin? What does this mean? I was curious, what does it mean? Prisha. Rotsa lomar, t'ikar atakona b'shvilo, v'kevan shu ikar ein abreira talui b'yodo. Okay. Go back to the tour. That's very nice that he quotes that. Let's go links here. Beis Yosef about this. The very end of Simon Pei.
Where did he get that? That it's for him?
Let's take a look together. Haramah says you can. Yecholalom. Kedivri Ramah Kotzav Aram B'Pshitas Perek Af Alpi. And we saw this. We saw the Ran and the Shiltas all say the same way. He doesn't quote any sources. The only shot in this Rabbeinu Yonah, let's go back again to the tour we just saw before, one more time, just to see it again, one more time. Here we are, just one more time. What does it say? He says over here, Fisha Tiknu Lo Moser Mishum Chino. Where is Moser in the Gemara? Where is it? It's a Mishnah, right? That's the Ran that we just saw a minute ago. Where the Ran said, when the Mishnah tells us, see the Mishnah, it's tricky. Al Gemara discusses the issue of Moser and Mas and Mok, which is Tachas which? Take the Mizonos Tachas Mas Yodel, Tachas Moser Mas Yodel. It's all discussion. But the whole idea that of this Moser, Masi Odeh, being belonging to the other Mishum Chino, where is that? Where does it say that? The Torah quotes in Rabbeinu Yonah. Where is it then in Moser in the first place? So Moser is found over here in the in the Mishnah. Okay, so, you know, let's go weiter in the Gra that we have in front of us, and we'll try to pursue this a little bit later on. Watch this. Look carefully, please. This is an amazing goyness of the goyin. Watch. Okay, Masha Kasa B'Gemara Nizonas Ein Perusho K'moshe Kasa Rashi V'Tosfos Sheroz L'Azim Zonas. No! Elo Kipshuta Nizonas Mamish against Rashi and against Tosfos. Afilu Achi Kevan Sheyachol Olomar Ein Nizonas V'Eni Osa Eno Yochol HaKdish. The mere fact that you could, woman could get out of it, prevents the husband from being maklishit, even if right now she didn't make any attempt to get out of it, and he actually gave her the mezonos. It doesn't matter. The fact that she could get out prevents her from being maklishit against Rashi, against the Rambam. Oh, let's see this. Let's read the Birkas Eliyahu. It's a good chazar in the Gemara. Shom b'Gemara hadat nan Rav Meir omer hekdesh arminon emes kodesh. Rav Shmuel darmi tavaya mosa leachamisa kodesh. Rav Adam Rav omer mosa mechaim kodesh. Hebra apop. B'may. Ilema b'mal olam ezonos v'lmal olam olam kesef litzrocheo my time of demand the omer leachamisa kodesh pirish gam mechaim kodesh. Me'acha shenos v'lo mo kesef litzrocheo. U'midivri ha-Gemara lo lo'ochiuch shom b'toys v'isu sodis. Demhino zonos mamish chala hekdash mechayim afal gav shiachol alom eni zonos veni osa zok the gro avol ashita zirav veni yona ein kano chocha klal to the olam afilu veni zonos mamish lo chala hekdash why miyachas shiachol alom eni zonos veni osa adi gemara. That's Moser only. Shani the Ainu Yachola Lo Meinu says also Moser. Veni Nochalas Mo Kesef Kanal Kunda Veni Yona. For the Chayin Im Nos Mo Mo Kesef Shaper Hachalekish Mechayim. Mashegen Biyiko Masi Adeha Lo Chalekish Afilu Minizonis Mamish. The Vilna Gaon is saying a new revolutionary pshat. Watch this, Rabbi Osai. The Vilna Gaon is going to say, with this revolutionary pshat, we're going to be marviach a Latin pshat in the sugya. Uvazeh ein tzorech l'chol ha-dechukim ha-gedolim shedoch gu'asa v'tosis. Tosis is a lot of dechukim, which become unnecessary, Rabbi Osai, when paying attention. Become unnecessary according to this breakthrough of the Vilna Gaon. What the chukim? One at a time. He goes, Tosfos the Ramasvil E. What's E? Have a look inside, please. E b'malalom mazonos u'malalom o'kesef, my taima, demand the oma liach amisu kodosh. What does Tosfos say? Gam l'man the oma mechayim u'kodosh, havi motzil the mifrach, keva demala mazonos u'malkesef, am I also v'ocheles? As Tos said in the top Tosfos, if you're actually paying her, giving it to her, then everyone agrees the Hekdash should be Chal. So the Gemara's kasha is very strange. Even the Madama Michael HaKadosh could ask exactly the same question, Rabbi Osai. Why also Vocheles, if he's actually giving her the money? Hello, Mishad the Bodom, Eimai, Iye, Mal, Mazonos, Lamo, Kesef. My time, Adam and Mechayim, who Kodesh, not the Nami Hocha, my time, and the Mandan and Achim Yisrael Kodesh. A Dochak Teretz. Says back to the Birkas Eliyahu, where we left off the bottom of column 1 and page here. Ein Ches Kosum. Gala Mandi Alma Mechayim, who Kodesh, Hamas Mifak, Kevin the Malam, Mazonis, Mokes, Amai Osa Vocheles, Vulomarak, Mahamosa Kodesh, Gamika Masya Dea, Torah with Yos Kodesh, Marashin is honest of a good Kasha. Ulafi, Shizer Reni Yona, Nicha. The lo matzil the mifrach aika mas yodeh am I also vocheles? Why? The kevin shechol lo lo my enemy zonis veni also lo chal hekdesh aika mas yodeh even if he gave her the money. Rakamosa machshel gemar the lo chal hekdesh mechayim esheni yochol lo mar eni yochol lo mar eni also mosa veni lo kachas mo kesef meridik.
What is he giving to Hedvig? Is he giving all the things?
He gives her everything.
Everything
she, gives her. No, doesn't make a difference. Since she could, it's all subjunctive. She could have said, Eini vi Eini, so therefore it's not Chal. Okay. And the only reason it's Chal by Mosar is because there's no way out for her. She's not allowed to say, she's unable to say, Eini no senes Mosar ve Eini no telus Mokas. She can't do it. Okay. Migash,
Let's take him. Stages. What she made already? Is there a question that he can give it to Hektish and then?
So that we saw before. What she made already, we thought whatever she made already is automatically for sure too late to say any zonas venioso. But we saw both in the Shita Mekubetes and in the Meiri, the word Techev, that apparently there's a possibility of saying any zonas venioso even after she made the money. Because the nature of the Chiyuv is that she makes the money and that she has to give it to her husband for this exchange for the mezonos. Even though she made the money already, she can say, Dibi, I made a lot of money this week. I'm being mevater on your food and I'm keeping the money for myself. We thought it can't be done, but there are, we saw it in Rishon, so it can be done.
So you can do it backwards and forwards.
Correct. Right in column 2, Rebos. But now in column 2 of Birchas Elio. Okay. So the Gemara says Malim Mezonos, then the Malim all cast of the Tzrochem. Dochku, a second dochak of Tosfos b'Mala. Take a look at Tosfos, the last Tosfos. We already had three dochaks. The top Tosfos says Zonos doesn't mean Mezonos. Next to the last Tosfos says they could have asked the same Kasha, the Malim Mechayim Mekodesh, Shverevot. The last Tosfos, b'Mala la Mezonos and Malim all cast. Aliba de Rav Ada bar Ava Muki Lahachi. Ava Rav Shmuel lo motzi mukmi lo b'mala la mezonos. Why? The Kevan de Savri the Tiknu mezonos tachas masi odeho. Im Kain amai also v'chelas in the Reisha. Al Rav Shmuel mukmi mas nisin b'she'ein mala la mezonos v'lo mo kesef. Okay? The law more kesef. Fine. That's a little bit of a dochak. There are two different pshatim in the Gemara. Says the Birchas Elio. Aval afish, she doesn't have any on the hanal nicho. The only rabbi shmo nami mukmi lev a maula mezonos ven a maula more kesef. Vafilu hochi osa va ocheles. Why? Why? They hold that even the Yecholes is enough to knock out the Hekdash, even though he actually gave her the money, and she took the money, doesn't matter. The fact that she could have said, Eini Zonos Venioso is enough to knock out his Hekdash. Only one problem. Avot Tzarechi, L'dasa Rav Ben Yona, D'im Kein, he's the Goyness. My Kama Bigamara Sham Upliga the Rish Lakish. What did Gemara say? Rav Huna's against Rish Lakish. Adarabba. Who does Rish Lakish? Rav Huna's like Rish Lakish. Why? The Rav Meir Amosar Kamar, the Kaddish. Shub the Ein Yechola Lomar, Eini Osa Mosa, the Eini Lokaras Mokesef. Abba Mode, according to Ben Yona. Beikum mas yodeo v'lochal ahekdesh mishum shichol olomar eini nizonus v'eini also. So what do you mean? Rav Huna's arguing Rish Lakish? No, lo korav zel zeh. Rav Huna's talking about beikum mas yodayim, and Rish Lakish is talking about moser. Again. If the distinction between beikum and moser exists, why is Rav Huna arguing Rish Lakish? Says the Gro. I'll have to stop here. I can't finish it today. I thought I'd finish again. I ran out of time. I in Tos the Shom Dimas L'mitoch. What's Tos? What's Mitoch? Tos is on Nakamura. Look at the Tosis. Mitoch Shiyochol Lachufa L'mas Yodeo U'mas Nisin Dekotoni Oso Ve'ocheles Mukilor Keravada Barava D'besomuch B'mala Mizonos V'namala Mo Kesef. Says the Birchas Elio, Shir Gishu Baseh, Lama lo chal ahetna shikamas yodeho. Why isn't it chal? Why isn't it chal? You can force it there, according to Rish Lakish. V'kasu, the mukila b'malala mezonos v'namala mo kesef. Usvile, the tikna mezonos tachas mosor. Umo kesef tachas maasir, that's Rav Ada bar Abba. Avla dayana krushim v'kol momedes. Minole lo makach the pliga the Rish Lakish. You have this whole binyan that you made up, and in order to say the Rav Huna and Rish Lakish argue, Adrabba, Hari Avshalomar, the Mimosar, the Eino Yecholo Loma, and Zonis Vene Osamosa, Vene Lakachas Mokesef, Chala Heklish, Abba Be'ika Mas Yodea, Lo Chala Heklish, Mishim the Yecholo Loma, and Zosa, Rav Huna. So why you make and you're saying there are Shlokas Ars Rav Huna. Why? They can live in peace. Rav Huna is talking about Iker, and Shlokas is talking about Moser, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the kash. So the punchline of the Gra, Rav Osai, we'll have to see tomorrow. That's why I gave you this to go over it, so you have a chance to go over it a few times. So what the Gra was. The Gra, let me tell you, the Gra without the Brichas Elio, you have to be very, very sharp to figure it out. That's what we have. Learning aids. Not using quite art school over here, but the Gra you're allowed to use the learning aid. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll pick up from Avol Nira and finish up, and then we'll go into the next interview.
Thank you.
Pleasure.